The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner, who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last.' The Gospel of the Lord. I speak only to the greater glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen." One of the biggest ways you can upset people is to mess with their sense of what is fair. I've talked about this in many sermons, but people really want the world to play fair. People really want good things to happen to people who do good things, bad things to happen to people who do bad things, and generally a sense of proportionality. If I do something really good, then something really good should happen to me. And if I do something really bad, then something really bad should come to punish me for my wrongdoing. But that is just not how the world works. And even more importantly, that's not how God's world works. Our imperfect world is not fair. And God's perfect world is even a bit less fair. But when you mess with people's sense of what is and is not fair, you will get people angry. In my time in high school, it was the concept of participation trophies that always got people riled up. That not everyone can get a trophy, even the person who comes last in the race. That's not fair. The person who comes first won, and they're going to have to deal with the fact that they get less because they didn't do as well. Now, I never would have been valedictorian of my high school class if not for grading in gym being based on participation, because on any other criterion, I'd have a big F on my report card, but I was at least present for all sporting activities. Whether I ran the wrong way once I got the ball in football was another question, but I was there, and apparently that was enough to earn a passing grade. But when people get the sense that you don't get what you earn, instead your success is not based on your competency, earnings, or whatever, when everybody gets a trophy, that starts to mess with people's minds, because they think, what good is a reward if it's not because I did better than someone else, if it's not in comparison to something else? I mean, what good is coming in first if the last place person gets the same trophy? And God shows us that he doesn't think like that in today's parable. We have the parable of the workers of the vineyard, which kind of plays to this exact problem in the human psyche. The farmer invites people to come work in his vineyard harvesting grapes and has workers join him throughout the day as they need jobs. And he agrees that he'll pay each one a daily wage, 1 denarius, which was pretty much the standard wage of a worker in that time, and about enough to make sure that you're fed and housed, but no one was getting rich off one denarius a day. But he ensured that everyone got paid the proper daily wage, and that would have been fine had they all started working at 8 and worked a full day. But what happened is he agreed to pay all the workers the daily wage, even the ones that only started an hour before quitting time. And so the ones who started at the last hour were deeply grateful for being paid a full day's wage for their work. But the ones who had been slaving through the noonday heat out there all day picking grapes went, "We worked much harder than them. Why do we not get more? Why isn't it fair? Why don't we get what we earned instead of the same as everybody else? Didn't we do more so we should get more?" I mean, the reader's first impulse is to sympathize with those people who've been working all day. I mean, any of us would probably be mad at our employer if we got the same amount of money as someone who showed up for 15 minutes after working an entire day at our own jobs. It messes with our sense of what is right and wrong. But in God's kingdom, he says, no matter when you come to do the work, the gift is the same. The same blessing is bestowed upon all, whether they are supremely righteous or whether they have just realized what wretched souls they are in need of salvation, whether they've come to God a long time ago and live a righteous life, or whether they are calling out in the midst of trouble, hoping for some help, some salvation, some forgiveness. They all get the same reward, and that is eternal life with Jesus Christ. That is life as God has it. For if we're honest with ourselves, though there may be slight differences between how righteous, how good any one of us can be judged to be, at best we're all the last comers to the vineyard. At best, we don't have a great argument for ourselves as perfect bastions of righteousness. We don't have great arguments for why we deserve more than every other person on the earth. We might be able to come up with reasons to lie to ourselves and say why we are so much greater humans than those around us. But if we're honest, if we confess all of our faults, we'll find that all of us are fallen from the image of God. All of us are broken and have our own problems to deal with. All of us come at the last hour hoping that God's reward will come to us as it has to those who are the heroes of the faith. But the promise of today's gospel is that for those of us who are stumbling through life, and for the saints of the church, the reward is the same. God gives to all out of his abundant generosity. And while that might mess with our sense of what is fair, it messes with it only because it's better than we could ask or imagine. And God calls us not to look at this generosity from a lens of justice, from a lens of saying that, well, I've earned more than those other people. They should be getting less than me. Instead, to look at life from a lens of gratitude, to start out by being thankful for all that has been given us, by being thankful for the fact that as the last workers in the vineyard, we are given the same amount of blessing as those who have done far more in the kingdom than we can. But instead of being resentful of that unfairness, to be grateful in the infinite generosity of God. For I promise that even in the most difficult lives that we live, one, if you have that attitude, can find things to be grateful for, can find moments where God did give you your daily bread, your one denarius when you needed it, to keep going and keep working in his vineyard. And he promises, no matter how well we do, how effective we are, how many times we mess up, if we are the last comer to work in the vineyard, the last to volunteer to do some work, that the prize for all of us shall be the same. But what is incumbent upon us is not to resent the unfairness of God's mercy, but to revel in gratitude for the incredible graciousness and mercy and generosity of God. Amen.